Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's bonus episode. So you'll have to let me know what you think when you check out this episode, because I thought it'd be really fun to give you a little sneak peek into SheGoes Community, which is my membership group designed for side hustlers, entrepreneurs, and women who want more. Because every week we've got these incredible workshops that are hosted via Zoom by either me or a expert in the field or a powerhouse keynote speaker. And we talk about the topics of mindset, vision, health, or business, because I want you to build a life that you really freaking love. And I think all four of those components really matter. So today's clip is from Patrice Washington. And if you're not familiar with Patrice, oh my gosh, go check her out. She is a best-selling author. Her brand new book is called Redefine Wealth for Yourself. It's all about how to stop chasing money and finally live your life's purpose. She is absolutely incredible. And she wants to help women do really good work in the world, but also believes that they deserve to get paid for it. So I picked a couple of clips from this hour-long workshop that she hosted for us in SheGoes Community, and I am going to share those clips with you now. So definitely let me know what you think. Tag me on Instagram. Feel free to tag Patrice too, and definitely let me know if you check out her book. Now, that being said, let's dive right in.
The truth is that many of us are going to walk into rooms, walk into digital spaces even, and be faced with people who are annoyed by our anointing from the moment we open our mouths. Not because we did anything, not because we're not nice people, not because we're not, you know, wise or any number of things. There are going to be people who challenge, right? And I already asked about imposter syndrome. If we're not mentally well, the moment someone out there are trolling social media challenges, we'll crumble. It'll ruin the whole day, the whole week. I can't believe they said that about me. Do they know me right? It sends you back spiraling in these cycles of confusion, right? Because many of us come from backgrounds or childhoods or previous relationships that may have been traumatic in some nature. And the truth is, your business, your finances are only going to grow to the extent you are willing to heal. Some of us read book after book and listen to podcast after podcast and do all the things, and we join course after course after course because we keep thinking there's something missing, right, from the education. But the truth is, maybe something up here needs to be addressed. Maybe there's a limiting belief that you've been carrying around for way too long. Maybe there's a traumatic experience that you've tried to push under the surface, but the reason that things are not getting off the ground is because it keeps trying to bubble up and you don't want to acknowledge it. I came here tonight to tell someone again, your business and your finances are only going to grow to the extent that you are willing to heal. You may need to go sit on someone's couch or do a Zoom. Let me rephrase that now, pandemic terms, or do a Zoom session or a virtual session with a licensed professional that can help you unpack your childhood trauma. Because the 9-year-old version of you is running the show. And it doesn't matter how many degrees or certifications you get, that 9-year-old version is going to keep showing up. She's going to be the person that makes you play small. She's going to be the person that prevents you from raising your hand. She's going to be the person that prevents you from sending out the emails, from having sales calls, from talking to potential clients, from going for the next thing, finally buying the house, finally doing what you said you want to do. She's going to be running the show. I grew up feeling you guys like the ugly duckling in my family. So I'm the chocolate girl, but there's a lot of other folks in my family where I'm Belizean and my mom is half Guatemalan. And so I come from a family where half the people are Hispanic. And so my mom like would take me places and my cousins would call me the ugly one. So I was the ugly one because I was darker. And I remember being in the tub as a little girl and scrubbing my skin so hard with like the loofah sponges, the hard ones, I think they're called loofahs. And you would just scrub. And I wanted to be lighter. I wanted it to be lighter. I wanted something else to be underneath. And I just never felt comfortable in my skin. So I became addicted to achievement because I knew earning good grades could get me the applause that I craved and could get me the attention and could get me the love. And so I never really felt pretty. And it wasn't until my now husband, then boyfriend, ended up suggesting that I talk to someone. And in therapy is where I learned to forgive people who will never say I'm sorry. And therapy is where I learned to adopt a new definition of forgiveness, which is giving up the possibility of a better past, right? In therapy, I learned that hurt people hurt people. And in therapy is how I really started to understand that there was nothing wrong with me, that really folks were already hurting and they didn't know how to deal with their hurt. So they took it out on the people around them, right? And I share that with you because when I look at my life today, when I look at the stages that I've been on, up to 10, 11,000 people at a time, when I look at all the national television and my face on 5 books now, and just all the things, what comes to me is that there's no way I could have been this person had I not gone and sat on someone's couch. At 22 years old is when I started. There's no way that I could have the confidence that I have today to support women in the way that I do if I didn't do that work first. So I say that because we don't always make the connection between this stuff and building wealth, but there is a connection. And I hope that that really encourages someone who maybe has been too ashamed or afraid of therapy or getting professional help that, oh my gosh, so much can open up when you learn to just like call these things what they are and you recognize that was never your thing to hold in the first place. And yet it's been holding you hostage to, you know, this life that may be great, but is not what you want and not where you want to go. So that's the fifth pillar. A lot there, right? That's why we start there, though, because everything else doesn't make sense. Like, if those things are not in order, everything else is kind of like, eh. So that's the fifth pillar. The second pillar is people pillar. So the people pillar is about creating relationships that matter.
Hey, girl, I hope you are vibing with these juicy little nuggets from Patrice. I absolutely adore her. And I just wanted to make sure that you're in the loop. If you are interested in jumping into SheGo's community, we've got a spot for you and we are officially open for registration. This is my membership group that I pour a ton of time and energy into. It's for side hustlers, entrepreneurs, and women who want more. Because you know, you become a byproduct of the expectations of your peer group. So it's really freaking important to get around people that just get it. And on top of that, as you can see, some of the content that you're exposed to can really help you just get a fire under your booty and more clarity and direction in your life. So how this membership community works is it's designed for busy women. So don't worry, if you've got like a ton of things you're juggling, we still got your back. Where every Tuesday, I do a live Q&A to the wall of our Facebook group, where I answer any questions about life, business, relationships. I am the most open book of open books. You can literally ask me anything. I pour a ton into this community. It's a way for us to get to know each other better too. And then on top of that, every week, we have a live workshop like this one from Patrice that you're hearing little sound bites from, where we talk about either mindset, vision, business, or health, hosted by me or an expert in the field. So you get lots of juicy content about a wide range of topics. You can jump on these workshops live, or you can listen to them recording if you can't make it live. So basically, it's the place to be if you want to be around other women that are just chasing their dreams and going for it, because you don't have to go alone. It's so important to plug into community and resources that can help you and support you in the direction that you want to go in your life. So if you want in, check the show notes for the link, or you can head to KeishaFitzgerald.com/community or slide into my DMs on Instagram. Or if you're on my text list, you can jump into our community for only $17 as a member. So all sorts of juicy perks in there. You know, that's the place I go to keep them in the loop of what's coming down the pipeline. For SheGo's company, there's always exclusive member perks like discounts and all sorts of fun stuff. So come be part of our community, and I hope to see you there. Now, without further ado, let's dive back in to the juicy nuggets from our girl, Patrice.
Let people know how they can support you. Know what you need next so you can always speak articulately about it. But just treat people with respect, whether they're the CEO or the janitor. And if you would think that I don't have to say that, but trust me, I do. I do, because we forget. We forget. And my favorite takeaway from that section of the book is there's always someone watching you who has the power to bless you. But who are they watching you be? Who are you when you're not all dolled up? Who are you when you're not online? Who are you on and off the stage, on and off the mic? Who are they watching you be? Because that's what matters. And I tell you, I kid you not, so many connections just from treating people well, small, thoughtful gestures, handwritten notes, all the things that are like a lost art, right? A lost art. So that's the people pillar. So next pillar is space. Space is about setting up your life to support you. It's about setting up your life to support you. And big takeaway from the space pillar in the book, it's really about organization. It's about beautifying your space, but it's also about time management. And one of the big things with the space pillar is recognizing that we say that time is money, and then we waste a lot of time doing things that are unsupportive of what we said we want. And I really believe in setting up your life to support you so you stop wasting time, right? Looking for things you can never find, that you own but can never find. There's a study that says the average American spends 70 plus hours a year looking for stuff. 70 plus hours a year. Meanwhile, every week we're letting 2 and 3 hours slip by that we could be working on the goals that we said we wanted. And we're like, I don't have time for that. But you have time to look for your phone and your keys all the time because you don't have a designated place for them. You have time to, like, you know, go through 10 pair of jeans that you knew didn't fit and you should have already taken out the closet. But here you are, right? Like pulling it all on, throwing it all off, having that pile. And so what we talk about is all the clutter that builds up, right? All the clutter that builds up around us. And what we say in my community is that clutter is a physical manifestation of chaos in your mind. And so usually when you're feeling stuck in an area, you can find the physical representation. So for me, whenever it's a thing with weight, my closet looks a mess because, you know, hey, I've been putting and taking off, not feeling comfortable in it and creating those little piles. Or, you know, as a writer, someone who writes quite a bit, I know that when I'm getting writer's block, I could take a look around my space. Oh, okay. Well, you've let this mail pile up. You haven't shredded everything. You haven't scanned things. And usually what that does is just clear the block so that you can breathe again, so that you can get creativity flowing. So things are flowing in your space again. And it's a real thing. So not just with the cleaning up, but also just what you have around you. And I have really learned, especially as someone who has to share a space with others, right? So it's not like I live here by myself, that how I treat my space teaches other people how to treat me. When I am very clear about the energy and the flow of my space, my husband and daughter won't just come in to my spaces and just leave stuff around, right? So as a mom, you know, people always go, oh, it's not me, it's my kids. Well, you allowed them to do that. Like, they got it from somewhere and you allowed it. But when you keep your space in a certain way, I've noticed that my husband will come in and if everything is like tidy in my office, he won't even set down his drink to talk. He'll just hold it with his... Yeah, I'm like, yeah, brother, don't leave a ring on my table. That's fine. Just hold it. But if I already have stuff around, then he's like, whoop, putting stuff down. He's chatting, feet up. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. We don't do that, right? So we have to manage our spaces in a way that teach other people how to treat us, how to see us. The truth is, the pandemic, I'm sure, has kind of helped with this. But I want you to think even post-COVID, remember this idea. How do I want to say this? The reality is there were people pre-COVID that needed to get out of your space, but you were keeping them around and they were probably very unsupportive of what you say that you want. Not in word, but just in energy. In their philosophies, in their life views, you may want to do things, but because they were always coming into your space, you felt ashamed or too afraid, or you felt judged. And when we start to really clean up our space, literally and physically, people that are not supposed to be there, they're not comfortable anymore. They start to weed themselves out. And I don't know who that's for, because I don't always say it this way, but there's somebody here who knows that was for you. You probably have had a breath of fresh air for the first time in a long time because there's some folks that don't get to come over anymore. You probably were happy to say, girl, you know, COVID. But it wasn't because they're so awful, but their energy, the fact that you had to keep explaining why you want to do the things you want to do, or that you're hiding that you are actually interested in certain things, or you do have these dreams because you're dreaming of 6 and 7 and 8 figure goals. And they're like, well, why do you need all that? And so now you feel like, oh my gosh, I have to justify why I'm dreaming this way to this person. But the truth is, you know, everybody doesn't belong in your space, and protecting the peace and the energy of your space is so important to you having the space to create and to cultivate and to curate the things that you're supposed to be doing. So I hope that helped. Did that help anybody? Yes. Yes. Okay, good.
Okay. One more little soundbite, but buckle up, because this one is going to yank at your heartstrings. I can't wait to hear what you think of today's fun little mashup, and I hope to see you in our community.
This is where we can't keep making it about us, right? Mm-hmm. I don't show up and do what I do because I always feel like it. I don't show up and do what I do because of the money or the, like, there can always be all these external things, but when it comes down to it, I always imagine that there's a woman out there who is really struggling, and she can only receive this message from me, even though there could be hundreds, thousands of people with the exact same message. For some reason, like, only my voice will resonate with her. Only my words will resonate. I have to see it that way, right? Because when I picture her struggling, when I picture her tossing and turning at night, when I picture her balled up on the bathroom floor like I was, I have to put things out there because I want her to know that she's not alone, right? And so when I make it not about myself, but about the people I'm called to serve, it becomes so much easier to keep pushing, because it's not about us. We're blessed to be a blessing. And if we're fortunate enough to have any nugget of wisdom that could be a blessing to someone else, we do them a disservice, but we also go to the grave with the best, right? The graveyard is the richest place in the world. Like, we take to the grave the very best of who we are and what we're supposed to do. And it's not about perfection, but I do believe it's about obedience. If you know that there's a call on your life, you have a responsibility to put it out there. Sloppy progress, not about perfect. I make sloppy progress every day. And the way I say it is, I give God something to bless. It's not my job to understand how it's all going to unfold. It's just my job to keep planting seeds. So I hope that you know that someone out there is waiting for you. You were born to be the solution to someone's problem, but they're not going to come find you. You know, they're not coming to knock on your doorstep. You got to put it out there.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now, or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.